But those little changes, those little things that happen in life, are what give life meaning.
And that was Tom Bosworth, lawyer for San Diego, and this is my podcast. What's the most difficult thing you've ever had to do?
Difficult to say. I've had lots of kind of trying moments in life, but I wouldn't say that there was anything that was terribly difficult. One of the more trying moments would have been moving out of a house that my twin brother and I had bought together. And up to that point, my brother and I had always lived together or in close proximity, so moving away from an identical twin was difficult for me to do, but something that I think was for.
How did you feel when Rohan was born, and then how do you feel now?
Well, that was probably the most joyous day of my life, right up there with getting married. An extremely important milestone. Yeah. I'd waited for years to have children, and had gotten to a point where I desperately wanted to have a child, and so it was absolutely fabulous when Rohan was born. And how do I feel now? The same. I love my son. I'd do just about anything for him.
Do you wish you could take some things back in the past, and if so, what were they?
You know, no. I'm happy with how my life has progressed. And while there are certainly things that occur in life that you wish didn't happen, I think those events have shaped me into the person I am today. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to redo them. Or undo them.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do, too. All right, what would be your dream job?
Oh, I have my dream job.
What is your dream job?
I'm a land use attorney for the County of San Diego. I get to represent the Department of Public Works and Planning and Development Services, sometimes the board themselves.
Okay.
I very much enjoy being involved in public interest law and trying to represent, well, I represent the county. In a way, I represent the people of the county.
Do you ever go to court?
Yes, I do.
Yes? All right.
Anyway.
All right. Let's see. What are some of your favorite memories as a child?
I had a wonderful childhood. I had two parents that were very much involved. And so I had parents involved with soccer, with scouting. My favorite memory as a child would probably be scoring the winning goal in a soccer final.
Nice. Yeah. You said you were in scouts. Did you ever get your Eagle Scout?
I did. I'm an Eagle Scout. So that was also something that I was very proud of.
And then what were some of your favorite things to do as a child?
Hiking, camping. Did a lot of that with my dad. Playing a soccer game on a Saturday. He used to love to do that.
Nice. All right. What was the most embarrassing moment that has ever happened?
There certainly have. I know it, but I don't want to relive it.
Yeah.
So I'll just keep that one to myself.
What is your idea of a good time?
I'd love to take I like taking trips. So, traveling
You're
abroad.
Traveling. Yeah.
Paris. I've been to Paris with the family and loved it.
Have you been to Venice?
No, I'd love to go to Italy.
Venice is very
Italy is really, really high on my list of things to do. So Italy and Spain, two places I've never been that I desperately want to go. So, absolutely would love to travel over there. Italy in particular.
Venice is really cool because, there's just water. You, walk over water all the time. It's very different from here. So let's see. What was, one of the funniest, fails you've seen or experienced yourself? It's if somebody tried something but it didn't work out, kind of.
I wonder. I'm not sure. I can't really think of anything that I've seen somebody do that I thought was just hilariously funny. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of confusing my own event, my own life story with like America's Funniest Home Videos. So I can't think of a moment like that off the top of my head. I have a lot of good times and a lot of fun moments, but mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that would be like the funniest epic fail. All
right. If you could go back in time and give yourself, your younger self advice, what would you tell yourself?
Have more fun. I spent an awful lot of my childhood studying, really all through elementary school, junior high school, college, law school. I was a consummate academic, and I really never got a chance to get outside and play all that much other than like an organized activity. I would tell myself, don't be afraid to put the book down once in a while and go out and have a little more fun.
Yeah, I think that's something I need to do too. So, all right. How'd you describe your life right now?
It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. The kids are involved in things that are just interesting to me. Well, mm-hmm. My son's involved in robotics. Yeah. My daughter's involved in musical theater. Life is just going wonderful. The kids are doing well. Family's doing well. I couldn't ask for more.
All right. That's very good. All right. Have you ever had a specific moment that changed your life? And if so, what was it?
Yeah, I think the biggest moment that changed my life was getting married. Mm-hmm. That to go from being, you know, a family of one to mm-hmm. a family of two, and then right behind that would be having kids. Now all of a sudden you're a family of three. And the thing that was so important about those two events was that it taught me to put another person's needs above my own. Mm-hmm. So, if it wasn't for getting married and having kids, I could see myself as a very self-centered, selfish human being. But, you know, learning to care about others more than yourself, I think, is absolutely a critical thing in life. And
it's a good lesson.
Yeah, those were the events that I think had the biggest impact on me in a very positive way.
If you could travel into the future and see yourself in 20 years, would you? Why or why not?
No, I'm not sure I would want to. I kind of enjoy living in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, we plan for things. You know, we all look ahead and plan for the future. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got retirement savings and things like that. But, you know, I enjoy the surprise. Yeah. I think I would be kind of bummed if I knew exactly where I was going to be and what I'd look like.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy the adventure, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't go forward. I'd continue to just travel the path I'm on and enjoy the days as they come.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. It's kind of...
It's hard to know, right?
Yeah, it's hard to know.
It could be fabulous. You could look forward and spend the rest of your days waiting for that to happen.
Right.
So, like, great expectations. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a dread, right?
Because and another thing something. Is, like, if you go into the future... And then you see yourself and you're like, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire. And then you like wait for yourself to become a millionaire. Then it's never going to happen because you just thought you were going to be a millionaire.
And you kind of miss the excitement.
Yeah.
The life is so unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every single day something's happening and you didn't expect it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can look at those things and you can feel like, oh, that's just terrible. You know, somebody got sick or, you know, somebody, you know, fell in the backyard and scraped their knee or something like that. But those little changes, those little things that happen in life are what give life meaning.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, if you never scraped your knee, you never cut yourself, you never fell down, you'd never know what it meant to hurt.
Right.
Well, if you didn't know what it meant, you know, what it feels like to hurt, how do you know what it feels like to be happy or to not hurt?
Yeah.
I think that we need those dynamics. You need the good with the bad, and I just like seeing what happens as the world turns, and mm-hmm. I like to see, you know, what's tomorrow bring. It's really quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Let's see. Did you ever go on adventures when you were younger? And if you did, what was your most favorite one that you can recall?
So yes, quite a bit of adventures. You know, here at home, backpacking and camping. And abroad. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite ones was hiking through the Yucatan with my brother. And
where is that?
In Mexico.
Okay.
And so this is down in the tropical area where the Maya built their pyramids and cities. Mm-hmm. And we were literally just walking through the jungle, my brother and I. And,
oh, wow.
And we literally stumbled upon ruins.
Oh, that's
amazing. I can remember walking through the ruins and just the Mayan built just some elaborate structures. Mm-hmm. And so there we were playing Indiana Jones as kids.
Yeah.
And it was really one of the neatest things. I would say we didn't take anything. Mm-hmm. We left some footprints behind that hopefully didn't confuse the archaeologists. But other than that, we didn't take anything.
Cool. Sounds fun. What would you say are your strengths or things that you are good at?
I'm extremely creative.
Yeah.
So whether it's working as a lawyer or messing around the house, making something, building something in the yard or around the home, mm-hmm. or helping kids with projects. I'm very good at coming up with kind of unusual and creative solutions to matters, and it's something I take quite a bit of pride in.
Yeah, we can see it in the lab.
Sure. So,
and then what would you say are not your strengths or things that you're not so good at?
I'm not as good a listener as I should be. Mm-hmm. I can tend to be dogmatic. The lack of focus. I think that's kind of the flip side of creativity. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit more on the eccentric side. And so when you run into people that are very, by the book, mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy that wants to figure out if 1 + 1 could equal 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the thing that you have most regretted not doing?
That I have most regretted not doing.
Yeah. Not going on a trip.
I really don't have any regrets. Mm-hmm. I mean, life is full of small disappointments, mm-hmm. but I don't look at those things and feel like it's a regret. There are some things that I would, do differently or do over in hindsight, but I use that to guide me moving forward.
Yeah. All right.
So I don't really, not really regretful of things that have gone wrong or didn't go the way I wanted them to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any life or academic advice?
Work hard, play hard. Competition is fierce out there. The market for jobs is tight. You're going to have to really buckle down, work hard, stay focused. But that doesn't mean that you should have to sacrifice enjoying life. I think the two go hand in glove. I think if you're enjoying life and you're having a good time, you'll actually do better. Mm-hmm. And so you got to find those outlets. I don't know, what it would be for you, but find something that gives you a lot of joy that it maybe is an academic, and find a way to weave that into your life, and then come back and do the things that you have to do well. An example for me would be I really don't like reading contracts, but I'm a mm-hmm. transactional lawyer predominantly. Mm-hmm. So I have to read fine print and draft and write contracts all the time. I find that if I can, get out and take a jog for an hour at lunch and mm-hmm. think about what I'm working on when I'm jogging, but I come back and I'm better for it, and then the product is better. Mm-hmm. So
kind of like take a break every once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, there are, I take a walk around the, I work downtown, mm-hmm. so I'll take a walk outside, sometimes it helps to actually get out and enjoy the day a little bit and then come back and refocus.
Yeah.
And so that would be my advice to you, is find ways to have fun and bring fun into the work you're doing. And I think you'll be happier for it, and you'll do better at your job for it.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Well, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. All right. And that concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for listening.